My dear sisters and brothers of the Diocese of Owensboro, this weekend's first two readings remind us of the patience and years of faithfulness that preceded the answer to John the Baptist's famous question from prison, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" It is a question that we can all relate to when we experience questions of faith. And then Jesus answers simply, yet powerfully, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." Jesus uses this powerful moment to teach us that his followers are people of action. They are healers. They have a heart for the marginalized. The gospel reminds us that Christ's presence brings signs of mercy, healing, and hope through real people doing real work in the name of Jesus. The good news is not an abstract message, but a living testimony of love, compassion, and generosity. We've just completed in the diocese a campaign that shows our appreciation and care for the senior priests who have served our diocese for many years. We continue to evangelize through Gaspar River Catholic Youth Camp and Retreat Center, which served a record number of 500 young people this year, as well as hosting multiple adult retreats. We financially support efforts that enrich marriages, educate seminarians, and support missions here and abroad. We provide resources for parish religious education in our Catholic schools, and the list goes on and on. And we try to capture and report on these efforts through an accountability report we publish each summer through the West Kentucky Catholic. Your gifts to the Disciples Response Fund builds an important partnership with all these efforts. Seeing the fruits of these ministries is what inspires me and gives me confidence to ask for your financial generosity again. When we are asked, "Are we the one?" I want to continue to point to all the good works we're doing throughout Western Kentucky to heal, to touch, and evangelize. As we journey toward Christmas, may God continue to bless your families during Advent, and may we continue to proclaim the good news to all we encounter. God bless you.